Hey, hey, welcome to the Corner Office at Home podcast. My name is Ruth Sheridan, and this is the show for the realist entrepreneur. Say goodbye to all the BS, smoke and mirrors, and lies you see on the internet and social media, and welcome to the way it really is. In this episode of the Corner Office at Home podcast, I once again have my friend, Miss Liberty Lisa M, here with us. And we're going to be doing two things today. We're going to be reviewing a headline that we read that really will hopefully invoke some thought, get the juices flowing in terms of what's really going on in the world, because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about the real deal, what's really happening in the world, in the online space, in the network marketing industry, and bringing you the truth. And then we're going to dive into a little bit of sort of inspiration, but tools around mental toughness, grit, and what it really freaking takes to be a success in the entrepreneurial space, whether it's network marketing, direct sales, online marketing. And as always, we keep this podcast free for you. We believe in this whole concept of reciprocity, meaning we're going to deliver you a ton of value, but there's a payment. And the payment is share it. Share it with someone who needs to hear it. Share it with your friends. Share it with your teammates and get the word out there so that people can really understand the real deal and have a fighting chance of having some success in this crazy industry instead of just falling prey to a lot of the BS that's out there. So Lisa, welcome. I'm so happy to see you.
Thanks, Ruth. It's great to be here as always and good to see you. And I'm really excited about the topics we're going to talk about today because as always, I feel like they go hand in hand. So the headline topic we're going to talk about is really going to reveal to people that there needs to be a sense of urgency right now. And the next part that we're going to talk about will help people understand what kind of grit and determination they need to take advantage of this urgency and the very critical situation we're in right now to make something happen in our lives and not let life happen to you, but make something happen. So here we are, ready to do it.
Totally true. So when I saw this headline, Lisa, I just about died. So here it is, guys, get ready. Massive cricket processing facility comes online in London, Ontario. The company hopes to produce 13 million kilograms of cricket protein annually, selling mostly in North America. So crickets, yum.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. So all of a sudden we are hearing crickets. We are hearing crickets. And my reaction when I read that headline, Ruth, was not a chance in hell. That's not
me. No way. And you know what? When I first read it, I kind of glossed over it, honestly. And then I stepped back and really thought about what the heck is really happening here in terms of manipulation of our food supply, control over, you know, the population and what they can afford to eat. And I don't know about you, Lisa, but I ain't not giving up my steak.
Nope. Give me a ribeye any day of the week. I'm not giving it up. It's and you know, it's interesting. The article doesn't really get into some of the things we're going to talk about, being what are the implications of this? So it's a fact. It's a news article. It's a fact. We know it's true. But what are the implications of it? And that's what I think we need to look at. And it's interesting because crickets in many parts of the world are viewed as a delicacy. There are and you know, it's funny. When you think about it, people all over the world are eating insects in some way, shape, or form. I don't want to do it, but it's done. It's a part of things. But here in North America, I believe that most people view eating insects as kind of a very, very desperate, lowest of the low thing to do. That's not something that we think about that even, you know, lower middle class families would typically be doing. And yet that's exactly why it's happening, because of what's going to be available to those people.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, we read this stuff and we think it's not reality, but it is. And I was talking to my neighbor who lives behind me, and they're an older couple. They're probably around my age. They've got a couple of grandkids. Their kids have moved away. And he said, we have stopped buying beef. We can't afford it anymore. So if people are already moving to getting away from certain protein sources that are, you know, we typically eat in our diet because they're just overpriced and people can't afford to eat that way. It's either pay for their shelter, right, their home, or decide, you know, a lesser grade of food to put on the table. And that's a scary place we live in.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know inflation has been outrageous over the last couple of years. But, you know, when we look at this headline and think, oh, that's not reality, I want to ask everybody to take a step back to about 2.5 or 3 years ago and think about, had you read a headline that talked about the fact that we were all going to be locked in our homes, wearing masks, unable to attend funerals of people we loved, would we have thought that was reality? And yet, look where we are now. So if you think that this headline that we just shared with you isn't reality, check with us in about 18 months.
Yeah, totally. Because we've been predicting this stuff for a long time. And, you know, you and I have both from time to time been vocal about it on social media. And guys, it's happening. So let's be awake. Let's see what's going on in the world. And let's take freaking control of our own economy, our own family financial success, our own health, right? Let's take back control of it, because we can.
We can and we have to, because here's what we know. There are so many aspects of the world and our lives where we are being controlled right now. And in some of them, we don't have a choice, but we do have a choice in many others. And this is one of them. And, you know, I believe, and I know you share my belief, Ruth, that what's going on here is there isn't going to be a middle class anymore. There is going to be an us versus them. And what that means is if you're currently in the middle class, if you're a regular guy, a little guy, like most of us are, you're going to get pushed to one side or the other. You're going to get pushed up with the rich, or you're going to get dropped down to the poor. And let me tell you something, the number that goes up to the rich is going to be a lot smaller than the number that gets dropped down to the poor. So I think it's important that everybody decide which way you want to go. I know which way I want to go. If I got to go one way, it's I want to be richer. So I've got that sense of urgency right now. I'm giving it all I've got to take advantage of the things that are available to us to change and take control of what's trying to be happening to us, what's trying to be forced upon us.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have to say that there has never been a better time, right? Never been a better time than now. Because there's so many people in our population, right, who are doom and gloom. Like, they're accepting the fact that, you know, things are difficult right now. They're, you know, they're not paying attention. They're shielding a blind eye. They're moping around. They're not in action. They're just giving up. Yeah. And there's very few who are going, man, this is the time to go while the rest of the world is freaking asleep. Now we have now we have the edge. The people who see this and take action have the edge. And I heard something not too long ago that really sat with me, that average is average, right? And average is the same distance to wealth as it is to being poor, right?
Yep.
And so with it, for all that huge middle class who are average, they have a choice. They can either go up or down. It's equal distance.
Right. Well, and here's the really important thing about that. It takes zero effort to go from average to poor. So if you're one of those people that says, life happens, this has happened to me, this is happening in the world, and you just shrug your shoulders and you put forth zero effort, I predict which direction you're going to go in. So zero effort to become poor. But if you want to go from average to wealthy, or average to way above average, that's going to take effort. It's going to take a little grit, determination, a plan, hard work. It's going to take not letting life happen to you, but making something happen in your life.
And that's such a perfect segue into what we want to talk about next, guys, because if you understand this, that we are living in one of the most critical times right now, then you're going to have some grit. You're going to have some mental toughness, because that's what it takes to have success as an entrepreneur. And anybody who tells you it's going to be easy, or you just got to talk to a couple people, or you can work in little pockets of your time and make a gazillion dollars, you've been lied to. You've been lied to. It's going to take grit, determination, self-confidence, and all of that is a skill. It's not inherent. We can learn that.
Yeah, it's a skill, but it's a skill. It's like anything else. So if you want your skill to become being a professional golfer, or if you want your skill to be being an opera singer, what does it take to, you know, become a professional golfer and opera singer? Tiger Woods, for sure, didn't just get up one day with a golf club and go win every golf tournament he won. These people who perform at the top of their game, they put effort into it. They practice, they have coaches, they learn skills, they have routines, they are constantly working to hone their crafts. And, you know, that's, again, back to that zero effort. It takes effort in order to develop these skills, to have these successes. And, you know, Ruth, I know you and I know, we've heard this, we've been in this industry a long time, and we've heard all this, you know, pockets of your time, work it from your phone, you just need a person or two, blah, blah. And we know that's simply not true. And we also know that as hard as we work, and all the things that we've learned and all the skills that we've developed, we're still striving for more, because we're still not quite at the top of our game. We're on our way there, but we're not quite at the top of our game. And, you know, so even when you think you've been working hard and doing a lot, every single day, you got to get up and do a little more and a little more. And that's what 75 hard is all about.
Absolutely. So if you find yourself, and I hear this a lot from our coaching clients, from people in our team, and we actually can see it in people, right? That sometimes the biggest problem is lacking confidence. So when we lack confidence and lack belief in ourselves, then our energy isn't right. And then nothing really good comes from that, right? You might attract a few people, but really attracting people to build a dynamic team with you and a dynamic business is challenging if we're going into it lacking confidence. So one of the things that I did about 2 years ago and then decided to do it again, and so funny because Lisa decided to do it at the same time as me and we didn't even talk about it, was the program called 75 Hard. So Lisa, can you describe it?
Yeah. A lot of people may have heard of 75 Hard because it's been around for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And basically 75 Hard is a 75-day program. And you've got a list of things you have to do every single day for 75 days. Now, the things on that list are not that difficult in and of themselves, each one. But when you have to do every single one of them every day for 75 days straight, it's a challenge. And, you know, a lot of people go into this thinking, oh, no big deal, no big deal. And inevitably, if you're honest, a lot of people don't manage to have success in doing it the first time. And the idea behind it is, one, you're forming and developing habits, but two, you're pushing yourself through some days where you just don't want to do one of those things that's on the list, or it's the end of the day and you're tired and you just, you know, there's one thing you haven't done yet. And so the idea is that you find a way to push yourself through that so that you can cross off everything on that list every single day for 75 days. And we're 9 days into our latest round right now. And I had an interesting experience the other day.
What happened?
I think I shared this with you. I just forgot to cross off everything on my app, because there's an app that we use, right? I just forgot to cross it off. And the next morning when I opened the app, there's Mr. Andy Priscilla standing there with his arms crossed looking at me and saying, "You didn't complete all your tasks. What happened?" And I was like, "Oh shit, I did complete all my tasks." And I went back to check them off. And he asked you the question, you know, did you lose your day? Did you fail yourself? Did you drop out? Or did you actually complete the task? I verified that I completed the tasks. And here he comes back and asks, he actually says, don't lie to yourself. Don't let yourself get away with this. If you really didn't complete the task, fess up and start over. And I loved that, even though it wasn't really Andy Frisella, if it was, I'd be terrified. It was just his image. I was scared. And there had I not completed my tasks, there's no way I was going to lie about it. I couldn't with him staring me in the face like that. So I loved that there's some serious accountability there.
Yeah, there totally is. And what this is it's not, you know, there's an element of exercise. There's an element of following a diet, but it's a diet of your choice. It's not a pre-made diet program. You're drinking a certain amount of water. You're doing some activities. You're reading every day. So you're doing these things, right? And there will be days that it's hard to get it done. Like I traveled yesterday and it was like, when am I going to get these two workouts in and how am I going to follow my diet on the road? It took planning. And what it does is it's not about losing weight or getting fitter or all of that, even though that's a byproduct. Like in 75 days, man, you've transformed, but it's all about what happens in the transformation in your mind. Because when you stop letting yourself down, because that's what entrepreneurs do, especially in the network marketing space, they continually let themselves down. They say they're going to do a task and they don't do it. They put it off, or they shy away from it because they're scared of doing it, or they're worried about what someone's going to think of them, right? And they're continually letting themselves down. And when we continually let ourselves down, we start to believe we're losers. We're never going to win at this. And that comes through in our confidence and energy.
Absolutely.
When you every freaking day, you're going, yeah, I did all my tasks. Yeah, today was hard. It was hard to fit it all in, but I did it.
Yeah.
You start to prove it to yourself. You can do anything. You start to believe in yourself. And man, it can be game changer for people.
Huge. Yeah. And look, here's what we know. We are our own worst critic and our own harshest judge. So if we can be proud of ourselves, and if we can know that we have accomplished these things for 75 days, then you're unstoppable. You just become unstoppable. And, you know, I love hearing results of people that have been through this and what it's done for them, as well as the people that, you know, are like, oh yeah, I did that. And I just don't believe them, because if you really did it, and did it the way it's supposed to be done, you have an admiration for people that are going through it, want to go through it, or have gone through it. And you don't shrug it off. It's not something to be taken lightly.
No, because if you truly follow it, it's not that easy. Like it's not following a diet, zero cheat days, zero alcohol, zero. Like, and there's days you'll be tempted. And you have to stop yourself, and then but that builds your self-belief.
Yep.
You start trusting yourself.
Yep. And I loved what you said, Ruth, because I think it's so true. When we don't show up for ourselves, we naturally don't show up for other people. So if you're out there trying to build your business and trying to talk to people about why they should do business with you, and yet you don't even believe you should do business with you, that is 100% going to come through. And it's going to make you fail. You're just going to dig your hole deeper and deeper. So I think it's really important for everybody to understand that you got to do the work on yourself before you can go out and offer yourself to other people.
100%. And you know, the biggest check, and there's a lot of people who have really big egos, right? Especially in the online space. Like they're just all about it, right? And you know, if any of them are listening to this, I challenge you to take a look at your team, take a look at the people that you work with. Even if you're not an entrepreneur and you're in a job and you're hiring people, take a look at the people you've hired. They're a direct reflection of you, right? So if you're frustrated with the people that you're working with, then take a look at you and start tweaking those things in yourself. Because that's the only way that people will become attracted, the people that you intend on attracting or the people that you intend on hiring into your business or whatever it is, right? You have to become the person before you can have those people. So I think that's a good reality check for people.
Huge, absolutely huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we need that. We all need it.
We all need it. We all need the real deal and honesty in our own evaluations so that we can really do the things in life that we want to do in this critical time.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing, when you're going for a goal or you're going to strive to get from that average to above average, and you've got that urgency around it, you don't want someone letting you get away with half-assing it because you're never going to make it, right? If you're working with a coach or an accountability partner, you want that person to call you out. So you better be willing to call yourself out too, and 100%. Admit to yourself when you fail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So guys, if you got some value from this today, if it made you think, if even if you didn't like it, if it made you uncomfortable, uncomfortable is good because that's how we move forward, right? So share with your teams, share with your friends, share with someone that needs to hear this. Again, we keep this podcast free and we only ask that you share. So we will be back again next week with more headlines, more tips on entrepreneurship. And thanks for joining us today. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Ruth. Good to see you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.